As we begin the second period, it's Moore, Reeves, Schildmeier, Lansma, and Bright. Into the corner goes Reeves, gives to Schildmeier, gets tied up, rolling on the floor as Davidson, but he gets rid of before traveling. So the Hawk has the ball with the game all tied at 13. Right side to Davidson. He's parked over there in front of Coach Rick Walker. Eric Swanson on the far bench on all points. Left-handed shot, three-point effort by Off, getting his own rebound. No, it's Davidson, and another offensive rebound. So that's going to create a problem as a two-shot opportunity for Helteen. And Eric Bright's going to be flagged for his first foul, number two, actually. And Helton makes it. That's four team fouls, but Eric Bright only has one. My mistake. And Lansman down with the rebound on the missed second shot. Reeves cross court on the transition, finds Schildmeier right there, but then on either side of that pick. So Lansman gives it back to Adam, dribbling in front of Eric Swanson, the coach for Tudor Lake. Tudor Lake all in blue here. Two leads in the game and trying to get it to bubble in, but it's Schildmeier with the offensive rebound. And he's going to be fouled before the referee deters. He's trying to go up. Adam tried to instigate a change there, but there's no way. The referee saw it. And Hoff with his second personal. So Kings West will inbound, each team with four now. Out to Eric Bright, who has a hard time coming down. A little bit of confusion there. It's going to be a foul on Davidson. The five team fouls. And Schildmeier will inbound. Coach asked the referee what he meant. Well, he kind of hung on his arm, and the coach says, okay. Ball inbounded here. Sam Moore, Bright jumping out. Looks inside to Schildmeier, right elbow, gets a shot, and a good one. Two-point play, and now the 2-8 lead is the Seattle West. Kings West lead, 15-14. Davidson, right-hand side. That's Andy Twitchell, the senior in the ball game for Tudor Lake. Senior forward. Played in all 20 games, scored 34 points overall. 6'1" forward, averaging under 2 a game. And Sam Moore takes advantage of the spill by Helteen out left. Adam Schildmeier, right-hand shot is good! Schildmeier extends the Kings West lead to 17-14. With 6 minutes to go in the half. Ryan Hoff looking cool, calm, confident. Davidson right. Twitchell high out of his forward spot. Pulls up his dribble. Helteen's in the corner. Gives it back. Dishes now to Twitchell to number 35, Justin Harris. Nice play.
Justin Harris.
16 for Tudor Lake. 17 for Kings West as Reeves comes across with 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Schildmeier high. Reeves around the right hand side. Oh, they go to Bright in the left corner. Now it's Moore down low to Eric Bright. Stolen by Andy Twitchell. Good position by the forward down there. Stepping and denying Eric Bright. Harris on the left. Davidson goes to the point. Helteen's now in the corner, gives it to Twitchell, who dishes it out to Harrison, drives the lane, loses the ball, but gets his own rebound. A little bit lucky there for Davidson, the guard. Cross court, front of the bench to Hoff. Hoff wants some help. Dribbling, stolen by Moore, but punched out of bounds. So it will be Duck ball. And coming in for the Ducks, number one.
Lindquist.
And Harris will sit down as Lindquist inbounds to Hoff. Staying back in their zone, Kings West. Four fouls for the Warriors. Ducks with five. Davidson at the point. Now Hoff goes left. So showing interchangeability on positions now as helped Teams to stay throughout the first portion of the game, along with Davidson, who gets the ball out of the lane by Twitchell. Dribbles in and gives it to Lindquist, who shoots, and is good for three. Nice shot, and another lead.
Lindquist
on the game, 19-17, as Lindquist shows he can hit those trays. Coming in with a six-point average, you might have guessed. Stanley Moore causes a blocking foul against Lindquist. That'll be six against the team of from Tudor Lake. My mistake, it's going to go against Health team, Healthamus. And Moore will miss his first of two. So the next time Kings West goes the line, they'll have the bonus. Unless, of course, it's a charging foul against Tudor Lake. Moore with the second. Drains it. And we're coming to you live here from Spokane Veteran Memorial Arena. And Moore has been very, very solid there defensively, forcing errors, turnovers, and has to be a little bit careful as he forced a foul to be called on him there. Fifth foul against Kings West. And Sam Moore leaves it on the floor, doesn't he? And Coach Walker talking to the referee to try to understand things and get a point across. David Skeels jumps up and down the bench as Stan Moore intercepts. Reeves now one on two and loses the ball to Twitchell. You got to take care of it when you win it, as they set up with just under 4 minutes to go in the second period. 19-18, the Tudor Lake 1 point lead. Davidson left now from Hoff. Good defense. Twitchell tries to work, make room and gets the ball baseline. Long range shot by Lindquist. Heels out and it's Helteens with these rebounds. Webster, baseline, works the block. Kicks it out. Long range shot. And Lansma tries to get up there, but it's Helteens again. Wright with the block and Schildmeier with the rebound. Reeves left hand side in front of the other bench. Dishes to Moore, who gets fouled as he goes up, and it'll be Helteens again. Or Helteens. We'll have to sort that out at halftime. So at the free throw line, Stan Moore to take two. Gets his first. Tie things up yet again. Each team with five leads of the game, and each team with five ties. Rebound by Lansma. Controlled by Brian Hoff. So we need some offensive boarding. They're rooting for Kings West. Tudor Lake, very effective early going. They gave them up in the Tri-District Championship. Didn't really hurt them. Twitchell, traveling call. Good job by the officials. They looked at each other. The guy with the best view got to make the call. Good job. Coming in for the Ducks, Ryan Santos, the junior guard, gives a break to Lindquist. Hoff, Twitchell, Helteens in the game. And Davidson finally gets a breather as Lindquist stays in the ballgame. Only two players with two, and that's Hoff and Helteens for the Ducks. The left-hander goes to the right after faking a shot. Twitchell, good job controlling the ball, but no, Eric Brightwell will steal after he made a good choice not to make a pass. Give it up to Bright. And here comes Reeves. One box and one zone. Or is it matching man for man, sagging man for man? Left side, Schildmeier shoots, and he scores. 3 points.
He comes back and Adam Schildmeier.
And 2-1-2 zone call for the Warriors. Helteens cross court. Hoff, blind side. Nice job by Schildmeier. And it's Kings West ball. Good job by the official. You want to call those sometimes, but a really delicate block by Schildmeier.
for the top 23, being Davidson and number 34, Jerry Eckert.
Davidson checks in for the Ducks and David Steele for Kings West. Reeves gets the ball left-hand side. Nice block by Hoff to deny Reeves, but Reeves works it in anyhow. Nice job by Jesse Reeves. 24-19, 5-point lead. The biggest of the game for Kings West Warriors. Davidson looking to see if a timeout was wanted, but not. Out comes Santos. Santos now goes to Hoff, left side. Helsimus goes in the corner. And it's going to be poked away by Lansma. Here comes Reeves, 2-on-2. Help from Eckert. And he tries to go up anyhow, and Hoff brings it up. Bodies all over the place. Here comes Brian Hoff, 1 against 3. Ducks out in the dribble for some help. Davidson right-hand side. Santos runs through for help. Gets the ball from Davidson. Nice pressure by Skeels. Big shot, rebound underneath. In the lane, though, got to get out, and he doesn't, but no call. Davidson with a long-range shot. Lambs with the rebound. Here comes Reeves, 3-on-2 if he hurries. Ducks in the corner, under a minute, and in and out for Schildmeier. Rebound, Helsimus. And it's still 24-19 with 28 to go on the clock. 25 as Brian Hoff dribbles across the half-court line. I'm Tomas Mies. The RBI Game of the Week bring you Kings West Warrior Tournament action. All the way from Bremerton to Spokane. First time in their history bringing that Tri-District Championship trophy with them. Helsimus, long-range shot. And it's going to be retrieved by Santos. So Helsimus again, and that one's going to be off the standard with just under 4 seconds to go. 3.8 on the clock. And nice effort by Davidson, and he knocks it out of bounds with 0.8 off the clock. So that front court pressure working to the benefit of Eric Swanson and the Ducks. Everybody recognizes it. Long range shot by Skills. It's not going to go, but good effort by the young guy. Final score at the halftime. Kings West 24, Jordan Lake 19, and they'll go into the locker room, sort things out. For RBI Game of the Week, I'm Tomas Meek. Bringing you B-League tournament action from Spokane Arena in Spokane, Washington.